Good morning. It's 7:02 at Como AM 1000. I'm Bill Ogden with an update on the latest news. It was almost like a script from a movie, only it was real. A man in a small import car led police on a cross-state chase. It lasted more than an hour and ended in Seattle near Safeco Field. A suspect is in custody and no one was hurt in the chase. Inside the car, police found assault rifles and other weapons, stakeout gear, binoculars, and ammunition. A state trooper had attempted to pull the car over for speeding near Wenatchee. The car took off and the trooper followed. Officers from Wenatchee, Ellensburg, and Seattle were all involved in the pursuit that covered 140 miles. Officials say sometimes the fleeing car went as fast as 120 miles per hour. The suspect was finally apprehended on 4th Avenue, south near Royal Brougham. Here in Seattle, the driver had no prior record. A reward is being offered for information that leads to the arrest of an escaped mental patient. 31-year-old David Ford was confined at Western State Hospital after he assaulted his live-in girlfriend and threatened her life. Ford is considered extremely dangerous and was misplaced in a low-security section of the mental institution. On Wednesday, Ford was mistakenly allowed to walk the grounds of the hospital, and he walked away. It was not discovered that he was missing until late Thursday. Ford is described as 6'1", about 180 to 210 pounds. He has brown hair and eyes, and he wears thick glasses. Police believe he may have headed to Eastern Washington. Crime Stoppers offering a reward of $1,000, for information leading to his arrest. If you have any information, you need to call the Pierce County Sheriff's Department. Como News Time is coming up on 7:04. We'll check out traffic and weather next on Como AM 1000. At Como AM 1000. Now this traffic update for the moment. Things moving along. Very quiet on the roadways, and certainly nothing to slow you down. Road conditions are excellent at this time. Como Weather Center forecast, mostly cloudy and some scattered showers a little later on. The high 65 to 70. Right now, 58 degrees in downtown Seattle. I'm Bill Ogden. That's the latest from Como 4 News. First for local news.
Today's On Deck Show, 1 o'clock, game time 1:35, right here on 710 Cairo. Time to check on our 710 Cairo real-time traffic, and here's Bill Ogden.
Good morning, Nancy. Off to a good start on the roads this morning. We have a report of a traffic barrel on the road westbound 18 east of 169th in the right lane. Other than that, it's wide open and good to go. By the way, the Montlake Bridge opened once again to traffic. Painters finished up early, and they got that bridge opened last night, so no problems to deal with there. I'm Bill Ogden, 710 Cairo, real-time traffic.
And our 710 Cairo forecast, look for cloudy skies with scattered showers today.
Riskier than the weather at this point, right?
Yes. Well, the sun always comes out July 5th, doesn't it?
Yep. Thanks, Julia.
You bet.
Now we're going to check in with traffic with Bill Ogden. Good morning, Bill.
Hi, Susanna. Good time to be on the roadways, as you can see. Lots of room out there, and road conditions are really excellent. Volumes are light, as we've taken a look here and seen on 45th. Listen, the Montlake Bridge is now reopened. Those painters got a couple of paint brushes in each hand and got the job done early. They opened ahead of schedule, so no problems to deal with there. Bridges across Lake Washington looking good, and the east side commuters have no problems to deal with on 405. So off to a good start in traffic, Susanna. I'm Bill Ogden, Metro Traffic Control for King 5 News.
Thanks, Bill. President Bush gets a clean bill of health.
Good morning. We continue to look good on the roadways. Volumes remain light. Travel times are in the normal range to Puget Sound destinations. I-5 in both directions through downtown Seattle up to speed, and the bridges across the lake are wide open. I'm Bill Ogden, 710 Cairo, real-time traffic.
It goes on for 2 days. It was yesterday and today. Yesterday, boy, it was just soggy. I think the most rain they've ever had. They're having trouble with the tape sticking to the asphalt. And, you know, that's how they section off all the courts. But today, much better conditions.
All right. Thanks, Julia.
You bet.
We're going to check on traffic now with Bill Ogden. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Susanna. As you can see, we're wide open on the bridges. There's mid-span at 520, and travel times to all the usual Puget Sound areas are in the normal range this morning. Continues to be a trouble-free commute. Montlake Bridge, by the way, speaking of bridges, is open. They got all their painting done a little early, so that's open to traffic once again. We're hard-pressed to come up with anything to talk about in terms of trouble spots and traffic, so drive carefully and make it a great day. I'm Bill Ogden, Metro Traffic Control for King 5 News.
After nearly a decade to come...
Dave Niehaus with the call. The Mariners win again last night, 8-1. Final score over the Rockies. Today's game time is 1:35. The On Deck Show at 1 o'clock, and you can hear all the action right here on your Mariners station, 710 Cairo. 9:07, let's check on our 710 Cairo real-time traffic. Here's Bill Ogden.
Nancy, we're on a roll, so to speak, in traffic. We have no reports of any delays. I-5 both directions through downtown Seattle moving along without delay. Over on the east side, 405 end-to-end in both directions. Looks good right now. The bridges across the lake are wide open. No problems reported in either Tacoma or the Everett area, according to our friends at the Washington State Patrol. I'm Bill Ogden, 710 Cairo, real-time traffic.
And our 710 Cairo forecast, look for cloudy skies. At 10:06, time to check on our 710 Cairo real-time traffic, and here's Bill Ogden.
Nancy, we're starting to see a few more cars on I-5 northbound into the city from Albro, but nothing to slow you down there. Southbound looks good from Northgate to the Ship Canal Bridge. Over on the east side, no problems there, as 405 looks just fine, as does 167. Plenty of space between the cars on those two roadways. Everywhere else, we look good to go. The 520 and the I-90 bridges are wide open if you need to get across the lake. I'm Bill Ogden, 710 Cairo, real-time traffic.
And our 710 Cairo forecast.
Hey, we better check on some traffic. And we've got the ultimate traffic mediator, Bill Ogden, is going to tell us what's going on the road.
Thank you very much. The best title I've had in weeks. And we have a situation going on, Smoky Point Rest Area, on I-5. State Patrol not able to confirm at this point whether it was northbound or southbound, but they have reported a collision involving at least one car there. So out in that area, beware of that. Northbound 405, south of 520 in the HOB lane, we have a traffic barrel in the road. And southbound I-5 just south of 599, a reported tire in the left lane. Other than that, we look good to go on all of our other area roadways. I'm Bill Ogden, 710 Cairo, real-time traffic.
The 710 Cairo forecast. We've got clouds. We'll start picking up the tab for a voter-approved sales tax hike. It'll help boost mass transit in the area. The hike expected to bring in an extra $27 million. It'll replace funds lost when I-695 passed. Renton, the latest city to lay a speed bump in front of Sound Transit. The mayor withholding land needed by Sound Transit till the agency fixes what he calls broken promises. That does not make Sound Transit happy.
It could seriously delay bringing additional service online for Sounder.
Now they'll continue to negotiate with the city. Mayor Nichols in Seattle says he will not endorse the city council's plan to track police racial profiling. Mayor Greg Nichols wants to revise the long-awaited plan, which has local African-American activists puzzled.
So we are somewhat disappointed in the mayor's decision, but we'll wait and see what comes out of it.
Oscar Eason with the Seattle chapter of the NAACP tells 710 Cairo he can't imagine what needs changing in the plan. Nichols' spokeswoman says he wants to address remaining concerns of the police department, and the mayor's version should be released later in July. No big winner last night in the Lotto or Quinto drawings. Lotto will be up to a whopping $19 million for Wednesday's drawing. 710 Cairo Sports, Edgar back at it again last night at Safeco Field.
Now the Hampton, one strike pitch to Edgar. Swung on and melted. Deep to left field. That ball will fly away. Edgar Martinez, a three-run home run, and the Mariners lead it 6-0.
And the final score in last night's game against the Rockies, 8-1. The game time today, 1:35. You can tune into the On Deck Show here on 710 Cairo, your home of the Mariners, at 1 o'clock. It's 11:07, time to check on our roadways, and with a look at traffic, here's Bill Ogden.
Nancy, southbound I-5, just past the Smoky Point rest stop, we have a report of a one-car crash. It's non-blocking. State Patrol on the scene. It'll probably be mostly a visual distraction. Southbound I-5 to state to actually south 599, that should be. We have a report of a tire in the left lane. Other than that, traffic looks great. Lots of space between the cars on all of our major roadways, especially I-5 north and southbound into the city. Look good over on the east side as well. We have no reported problems at this time. I'm Bill Ogden, 710 Cairo, real-time traffic.
And our 710 Cairo forecast. A British Airways flight had to make an emergency landing at SeaTac Airport yesterday. It's believed the warning lights triggered on the jetliner when someone started using a cell phone at a time when they weren't supposed to. That was a problem. Taking time to pay your bills today. Don't forget about that postage hike went into effect today. First class postage up 3 cents now to 37 cents. Seattle's Gay Pride celebration continuing today. The parade's going on Capitol Hill. There was a rally in Volunteer Park yesterday. The parade ends about 2 o'clock this afternoon. 710 Cairo Sports, Mariners having their way with the Rockies. An 8-1 win last night. Edgar had a three-run homer. Freddie Garcia allowed just one run on six hits in eight innings. Today's On Deck Show, 1 o'clock. The game time, 1:35 on 710 Cairo.
It's 12:06 and time to check on our 710 Cairo real-time traffic. Here's Bill Ogden.
Nancy, we continue to look great in traffic. Lots of space between the cars, and the volumes remain fairly light on all of our major roadways. Your east side roads, 405 and 167, look good as well. And we have no problems to report in Tacoma or Pierce County. Everett and Snohomish County is clear, according to the Washington State Patrol. Highway 18 westbound, you'll see a whole lot, about 300 Harleys, and they have a big fundraiser going on, and they're heading out toward SIR, started here in Seattle. I'm Bill Ogden, 710 Cairo, real-time traffic.
And our 710 Cairo forecast.